Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Yeah, hello and welcome. I forgot to unmute my mic, and that is something what can happen in flood protection as well. You forget to protect your openings of your building, or you forget to protect your municipality or the entrance gate to your factory, your hotel, or whatever you are doing. So welcome to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. My name is Andreas Klippe, and I want to ask you the following. Imagine this, or do you imagine this? You are sitting at home on a quiet evening and the forecast said heavy rain. Nothing more. But after an hour, it's still raining hard, and after 2 hours, it's worse. After 3 hours, the rain feels endless, like a giant faucet opened above your city and no one remembers how to turn it off. And the storm doesn't move. It just sits there. The street outside becomes a river. Your car disappears under brown water and your ground floor completely flooded. This is not a scene from a movie. This is reality happening globally again and again. In Brazil in 2024, unprecedented rainfall displaced over 580,000 people. In Spain, more than 138,000 insurance claims followed a slow-moving storm system that drenched entire regions. And in the Philippines, severe tropical storm Trami, or so-called Christine. They use, you know, they're in the Philippines, it's special. They use international names and they use local names. So sometimes it's a little bit confusing to identify the storms in the internet. So this storm Trami or Christine affected around 8 million people as a storm dumped extraordinary amounts of rain. And in East Africa, Europe and the United States, storms have been stalling more frequently, releasing enormous amounts of rain in concentrated areas. And the question is, why is this happening? Yeah, let's go deeper. And for a moment, imagine the ocean as a world's heat engine. When the ocean heats up, more water evaporates. Like what happens with your teapot in the morning, or when you boil your water for tea or for coffee, more water evaporates and more moisture enters the atmosphere. Yeah, same with you. If you don't stop boiling your water, the kitchen will change into a foggy area. Yeah? So more moisture enters the atmosphere. And the atmosphere becomes capable of holding even more water. Storms have more fuel. And this is exactly what the latest measurements show. 2023 and 2024 were the hottest years ever recorded. I think 2025 is the same. It was the hottest or the second hottest. Sea surface temperatures reached record highs across huge parts of the world's oceans. And a recent study described that this is a one in hundreds of years anomaly that would not be possible without human-caused warming. So a warmer ocean means more moisture, and more moisture means heavier rainfall. It's not that difficult to understand, isn't it? So I will run through some hard facts now that make it easier for you to understand it. Number one is titled "More Evaporation Leads to Heavier Rainfall Events." So when warm water evaporates faster, warm air holds more moisture. And when a moisture-loaded storm finally releases its rain, it releases far more than storm did decades ago. Examples from 2024 alone. In the USA, a slow-moving front dropped 14.8 inches of rain in 24 hours in parts of Connecticut, flooding entire communities. In Central Europe, Storm Boris stayed over the same region for days, delivering exceptional precipitation and causing widespread flooding. These events were not caused by bad luck. They were caused by extreme moisture availability. That brings us to number two. Storms are slowing, and this is where the danger multiplies. Now listen. Let's talk about the jet stream carefully and correctly. Scientists have noticed jet stream patterns are becoming more variable, wavier, and sometimes slower. This can create blocking patterns where storms stop moving. When a storm doesn't move, it dumps rain over the same location for hours or days. For all those who are not familiar with the jet stream is a wind system of our planet. Without jet stream, there's no movement. So then the whole weather collapses. So that means the moment just that jet stream pattern is slowing down, what we realize, then together with a very heavy storm or loaded and saturated atmosphere, when a storm doesn't move, it dumps rain over the same location for hours or days. That is what we have observed. But there's the important part. The exact causes are still being studied. Some research suggests warming oceans and Arctic changes influence these patterns, while other studies show mixed results. What scientists do agree on is this: whether driven by ocean temperatures, Arctic warming, or multiple interacting factors, weather patterns are becoming more prone to sticking, and stuck storms are the ones that flood cities. So, I'm an engineer, and I studied at the Technical University of Berlin and at the École Nationale des Mines in France. However, I believe in scientists. But when it comes to weather phenomena, I'm not the person who says, oh, we need to prove that 100%. For me, it's enough that I can see with my own eyes that it is raining and flooding the whole area or the whole landscape, and it's getting worse and worse. The reason why is secondary. When the whole world is turning down, then some might say, oh, yes, okay, now I believe. The scientists were true since many years. Now I believe. But sorry, my dear friend, it's too late. It's too late. Just open the eyes, because we here in Flood Protection Secrets, I don't discuss weather models or something like that. I want to share the secrets, flood protection secrets, with you, how to protect yourself and your loved ones and your business, of course. And governmental infrastructure, critical infrastructure. So that brings us to point number three that I have revealed for you. Recent disasters show the trend clearly. Around the world, extreme rainfall and slow-moving storms are becoming more common. And the Philippines has seen some of the strongest examples in late 2025. There's Typhoon Matmo, or called Paolo in Philippine language, in October 2025, a very recent storm. The storm brought intense, persistent rainfall to northern and central Luzon, triggering flash floods and landslides. And more than 313,000 people were affected, with widespread evacuations, road closures, and damage to infrastructure. For many communities, the storm stayed longer than expected, dumping more water than older flood records ever measured. Second typhoon, Kalmagi, or Tino in Tagalog in the Philippines, of early November 2025, when I'm just recording it now in November 2025, so it's a recent storm, just following the previous storm. A devastating, slow-moving typhoon or cyclone or hurricane. In Southeast Asia, they call it typhoon. At the end, it's the same. It depends where you live in this world, whether you call the storm cyclone, hurricane, or typhoon. It's all the same. Only in Europe, we don't have a name for that, haven't we? It's called bad weather. Ah, yeah. All right. So let's continue with this Typhoon Kalmagi, Tino, from early November 2025. At least 188 people lost their lives, and over 500,000 people, half a million, were displaced on Cebu alone. This time, it's in the middle of the Philippines, in the Visayas. This wasn't a passing typhoon. It set. It rained. It pounded the same areas for hours, overwhelming flood defenses and emergency response systems. The third example I brought, revealed or discovered for you, is a typhoon Fang Wong, Uwan, also in the Philippines from mid-November 2025. One of the strongest storms of the year in the Philippines. More than 1.7 million children lived in the affected areas. So, they could not go and cannot go to school. Coastal cities and inland communities experienced severe flooding, long power outages, and submerged residential zones. The storm's slow progression magnified the flooding, a clear example of how today's storms linger and intensify damage. These storms were not unusual weather. They were the new pattern. Hotter oceans feeding wetter storms and atmospheric conditions allowing cyclones or typhoons to move more slowly, releasing extraordinary amounts of rain. And beyond the Philippines, perhaps dear listener, are located in Libya, then I have something for you. In Libya, 2023 storm Daniel stalled, dropped huge volumes of rain and caused catastrophic dam failures. In Brazil, 2024, a stalled system caused flooding that displaced more than 580,000 people. In Europe, 2024, multiple slow-moving storm systems created repeated widespread flooding. A storm that used to pass in 8 to 12 hours now stays for 1 to 3 days, and that multiplies the flood risk. So if you own a building, manage a facility, run a business, or lead a community, here is the truth. Your infrastructure was probably not designed for today's storms. Your infrastructure was probably not designed for today's storms, and definitely not for tomorrow's. When storms slow down and rainfall intensifies, roads turn into rivers, ground floors fill with water, elevators fail, basements collapse, backup power systems go offline, hospitals, malls, airports, factories shut down. There is no longer a risk. It is a certainty unless action is taken. And here's my golden nugget for you. You know, I always share a piece of golden nugget with you, only with you. Huh? We are here in a very familiar environment, so I share it only with you. And you cannot cool the oceans. You cannot speed up the jet stream. You cannot stop storms from stalling. But you can decide whether your building is ready. You can choose engineering, preparation, protection, resilience. The planet is heating up, but your property does not have to drown with it. And there's also a call to action that I want to share with you today. Right now, decide one thing. Will your building survive the next extreme rainfall? Yes or no? If you cannot confidently say yes, then get a flood risk assessment, identify weak points, choose engineered flood protection, not sandbags, train your team, put a plan in place. The water is coming, but you can choose whether it comes into your building or stays outside. So if you want real practical knowledge from someone who has seen floods destroy and protect thousands of buildings, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Dr. Andreas Klippe, also known as Dr. Flood. Call me like that. Send me a message with the word podcast, and I'll know that you're part of our community. Some of the links are, of course, mentioned here below this podcast. And yeah, what remains? The oceans are warming. The storms are slowing. The rain is getting heavier. You cannot change that alone, but you can decide whether your building becomes a victim or a success story. In the next episode, we move from danger to action, a practical checklist every building owner needs to stay flood-free. This is Flood Protection Secrets. I'm Dr. Andreas Klippe. Stay safe and flood-free.
I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.